so he doesn't lose his security clearance for lying to Congress. Meanwhile, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says he doesn't even understand why people still have their security clearance if they're not working anymore.
Security clearance is not some asset that you can go monetize. You have a security clearance so that you can serve the American people. And if you plan to be able to go monetize that after the fact, that's a very different issue. And so the president has every right to be able to pull that away from somebody, and he's exercised that right. But again, end of the day, the president can rise above, and he's the president of the United States.
Lankford also shares what his constituents are saying about the security clearance being pulled.
Frankly, most Americans that I talked to, and most Oklahomans, certainly are a little confused why they still have their security clearance after they left the last administration. A security clearance is not just a forever institution. It has to be renewed frequently, and it's there for a purpose, so you have access to classified information. They don't need that classified information at this point. They're not in the administration any longer. They're not in an environment where they have a need to know on this, and so it is very different. And so for Brennan to be able to step out and to say the president's treasonous and to be able to attack him every day, the president's just simply responding with, this person's irrational. He doesn't need to be able to have a security clearance anymore. It seems like a pretty straightforward response.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And we're coming to you from Flemington, New Jersey at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And today I have a wonderful guest who will share a lot of information with regard to travel plans, and she has a specialty that I really am very anxious to share with you. So first of all, I just want to introduce Diane. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm glad you're here. This program is very important to all of us in that we always share important information that you can take and use, and today we'll be talking about travel, and one of my favorite subjects, obviously. So we're going to hear from one of our sponsors. We're going to go on to a quickie weather report, and then Diane will be back in touch with you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And right now it's 74 degrees, and according to Weather Underground, it feels like 74. There's a 20% chance of precipitation, and it definitely is overcast. So right now we're looking at a stray shower, possibly, with winds between 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, thunderstorms with a low near 70 degrees, and a chance of rain this evening at about 90%. So if we have time, we'll come back for an extended weather forecast. But in the meantime, we have Diane, and I'm so glad you're here. Do you call it agent or a representative of cruise planners?
And a travel advisor,
you're
I guess
travel,
would be yeah,
oh, I've been,
the appropriate word.
Okay,
but a travel agent is what people actually recognize.
Okay, so Diane and I met actually at Raritan Valley Community College. You attended some of my classes.
I did.
I forget what classes you
I think it was
went
a marketing
to.
Class.
It was a marketing, that's
yeah.
My thing. So I'm glad that you attended the marketing classes because, as you heard me say, if you don't market, you're not going to sell.
Exactly.
And so it's very important that you get your name out there, and you've done a really good job of doing that. How long have you been with Cruise Planners?
Going on, I guess it'll be 6 years in February, so 5.5.
5.5 years. Mm-hmm. So you've had an opportunity to help a lot of people go on a lot of different trips, I'm sure.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and you've probably been on a few yourself to see what they're like.
I have. Ever since I was probably right out of high school, I started traveling.
Yeah, good for you. Well, that's I didn't start soon enough. Oh, I've been a few very good places, but I know that you're going to be helping me as well. And With regard to cruise planners, you do Ship and Shore Vacations.
The website is shipandshorevacations.com. So Cruise Planners is actually a franchise, which is a part of the American Express Travel Network.
Oh, it is?
It is, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So I purchased the franchise of Cruise Planners back in whatever the year. I remember it because it was when Sandy hit. So it was actually November. So I think Sandy hit in October.
Uh-huh.
So it was like November 2nd of that same year is when I started with Cruise Planners.
For heaven's sakes. So, as we have said offline, I believe in that businesses should develop a niche to really have a place where they can stand out and to beat the competition, and I would think. And you have chosen a category or a niche that I think is extremely interesting and so important in today, especially in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the fact that there are families that have autistic children. And the percentage of families that have them in New Jersey apparently is higher than other states.
Yes, that's what I've heard. That's what I've spoken to people about. New Jersey is actually the highest state right now.
And don't you wonder why? It just...
Yeah,
it's,
of course.
It's scary that is the case, and we have the most densely populated state, I guess, in the country, I believe, and so that's interesting. Well, there's a lot to talk about here, and I'm always curious about the kinds of trips you send people on. What do they come to you asking you to help them with in terms of planning? Are there can you share some things that you've helped people with?
Sometimes the person knows what they want to do. Sometimes they have no clue what they want to do. Sometimes they, you know, it's someone who they and their family have traveled every year. Sometimes it's someone who hasn't traveled in many years. So all different people come to me. My first step is to just kind of get an idea of what they've actually looked at so far, if they've looked at anything, if they've done their own research, what they've done in the past, what type of travel, what they're interested in. Sometimes, and a lot of times, I would probably say 80% of the time, people have absolutely no idea what they want to do.
Yeah, so I guess you kind of feel them out as to, well, maybe they have a bucket list or perhaps they have certain...
Yeah, bucket lists, you know? Absolutely. You'll usually have not too much the families. Maybe you're retired, have those bucket list items that they want to start crossing off.
Yeah.
Families, and a lot of times you'll find people just want to go and relax. I mean, and of course they do, because they work every day, 6 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever it happens to be. And they're tired. They need that break. So the obvious thing for that most of the time is an all-inclusive resort or even a cruise. Because you know what? Cruise is really the most relaxation you can get.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You just kind of, you escape from everything.
Well, that's true.
You do. You escape from everything. You're out in the water. There's nothing around. It's so peaceful. It's wonderful.
Of course, some of those cruises have, I've often thought, I've only been on a couple of big ships. Mm-hmm. I went to Alaska on one that was Royal Caribbean. And when I was a kid, we went on one down to Nassau, actually, out of New York. But I look at the number of people on some of these big cruise ships, and I live in a town that has a little over 1,000 people. I'm not sure that I want to go on a ship that has 3,000 or 4,000 people.
Or, yeah, sometimes some of them are becoming 5 now. But it doesn't always feel that big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like an old, it's like a town, so yeah. People are kind of spread out. I always find it funny that any cruise that I've been on, it's very rare to keep seeing that same person. The last cruise I was on in January, there was one person that I just kept seeing over and over again, and I just found it to be so strange.
What cruise was that?
It was on Anthem of the Seas, which is a Royal Caribbean ship that sails right out of Bayonne. So
is that the real big one?
It's a big one, yes. It's over 4,000 people.
Wow. Where did you go?
We went to the Bahamas.
Did you?
Yeah.
We
did the Bahamas. So it was actually a 10-day, stopped in Florida for a couple of days, stopped in Miami, which is probably the first and only time that that particular ship would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were introducing the ship to a lot of Miami travel agents, actually, in the press. So I got to dock in Miami, and I love Miami.
Yeah.
And then we went on to the Bahamas.
What islands did you go to down there?
It was just the Bahamas, just Nassau.
Just mm-hmm. Went to Nassau.
Yep.
And do they have their own island? Some of these cruise ships, I think, have their own
yes.
properties.
We actually, most of them do. For this particular sailing, it was rough waters that day, so you couldn't actually go to the island because the boat can't really dock at the island, so you have to take the smaller boats to the island. So they thought it was too rough.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah. They have those tenders or the rescue
exactly,
boats.
Exactly, the tenders.
Can,
yep.
Yeah, they can take you back and forth. That's a, yeah. I know when we went on the Royal Caribbean, I think we went to one of their islands up in Alaska, but then we went to all the other. We did actually, it was a land and the cruise combination.
Yeah, so you have the lodges, yeah.
Yeah, we went to lodges, and we were on the Alaska Railway.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it was actually quite a trip, so
not
to be forgotten.
Alaska should be a place that everyone goes to see.
Yeah, and I think that's I think that's one trip. Taking a big ship is logical because, you know, maybe because it's in the cold water and because you, I don't know.
Well, the smaller ships, depends how small you're talking about, but like a princess cruise ship, smaller amount of people, and they can actually get closer to the glaciers.
Of course, that's true too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Well, let's see how we're doing on our time. We still have time to talk further until our next segment comes up here. But what are some of the, tell us how you got into the autism issue. I think that's fascinating.
There was a grandfather, probably about 6 months after I started with Cruise Planners, a grandfather from Texas had called me, and he was looking for a trip for his family with his grandchildren. And he told me that his grandson has autism. And booked the trip for him, kind of went through everything that I need to. He had flown on a plane before, so the family was kind of okay with him going on the plane. They knew what he needed to do, but it was those extra little steps. They did an all-inclusive resort, so it was a matter of me reaching out to the resort, to the kids club, to let them know that they were coming, to let them know some of the trigger points of the child and just how to work with him. So I took care of all of that. They came back. They had a wonderful time. They thanked me because when they got to the resort the first day, the kids club, the guy who runs the kids club came out and met with them. And they were in communication all the time through email. So that absolutely helped them. And it helped ease their child into traveling. Even though he had flown before, they never really took him to any type of resort or hotel or anything like that. And they were getting ready for him to go to, I think they were going to Spain. So that was one of the reasons why they really wanted to start getting him used to traveling. He's come back to me every year since.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
To plan their trips.
Yeah.
And he's referred people along the way. So I was just doing it. It was just setting up travel is what I do for all of my clients. And then I think it was early last year, I read a blog. It was by a mom who said she had 3 children, one with autism. And she was saying how every year, every summer, the child with autism, she drops off at a camp while the rest of the family goes away on vacation. And they've never actually taken a vacation together as a family. And there was just something about that. It's something that spoke to me. And I said, you know what? I think this, I can do some good here. And I started to focus a little bit more on autism and trying to figure out how I can help people and how I can really help our community. Because there are a lot of families in Hunterdon County with children who have autism. And I went off and I got my certification, so I'm actually a certified travel professional. And I have made connections with a lot of different resorts and cruise lines. And we have trade shows, like you have trade shows for your business.
Yeah.
And when I walk into the room, you see it's familiar faces because the trade shows are usually resorts, cruise lines, but there are sales people in the area. Mm-hmm. So I walk in and I go up to their table and they know exactly who I am. And they're like, Diane, let me tell you what we're doing now.
Wow.
And it's just worked very well. It's just something that tingly feeling, you know, being able to help someone. Because a lot of families, first of all, they don't even think about traveling. They don't think about how they can go somewhere like to the Bahamas or to Mexico or to Punta Cana. They don't think about that.
Yeah.
And they certainly don't have the time to go online and research that. So I'm just a phone call away and I take care of everything for them.
That's really fascinating. We're going to take a break right now and to hear some messages from our sponsors, and we will come back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. This program is on every Tuesday afternoon here in Flemington from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you would like to be interviewed or if you have a topic that you would like us to cover, please get in touch with me. My email address is vmorgan at russmore, russmore.com. I own Russmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection LLC, and I have a thing about helping business people to achieve their goals. And sometimes the best learning opportunity is when you talk to somebody who's been there and done it. And that's where I come in, not only as a counselor, but also the guests that I bring in to be interviewed share information that I guarantee offer takeaways that you can put into action right away. So I hope that you will you'll check in. In fact, all of my programs, all of my the ones that we have that we have filmed are on my website on Facebook, which is Teachable Moments in Business. But these interviews are also archived on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website, so you can go back and listen to the audios for each of these programs. And that is true for all of the other hosts that have programs. They have great programs here that keep a pencil and paper handy when you call in or when you listen to these programs. So, Diane, I was really intrigued by the fact that the young boy who's autistic, who was being really coached and prepared by his parents to travel, mm-hmm. and they contacted you. So he's been coming back to you every year, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This year they did Disney.
Really?
Last year they went to Mexico again. So two trips to Mexico and then Disney.
How old is he now, would you say?
I think he's 11 now.
11?
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably ready to go with his bags packed when he finds out mom or dad are going
to
travel.
Well, Grandpa told me that because I always call my clients afterwards as soon as they get back, a couple of days after they get back.
Yeah.
And Grandpa told me that they were ready to go back.
that's wonderful. What a wonderful experience for him. And what I think is interesting is that because you have focused on this category of family, you've been able to make connections with airlines and the hotels and resorts. And I would think that not everybody knows all the ins and outs of that.
No. I mean, it's not... If you're a travel agent, you're making connections all the time anyway.
Yeah.
There are people that you can call. But, you know, once they know what you're doing, especially in this respect, everyone wants to help.
Yeah.
They really do. And a lot of the resorts, the cruise lines, countries are actually taking a bigger step at helping families with autism.
Really?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. Ireland, for one. Dublin. You can actually set up, if you're going to Dublin, you're a family with autism, you can set up for someone to meet you at the airport when you land, and they'll put you in one of those the little golf carts, whatever you call them, that go through the airport, and they will take you right from the gate to customs, through customs.
Yeah.
So they'll take you all the way. So that way you don't have to worry about walking through the airport. It's just convenience.
Well, other countries or cities that you're familiar with that
Greece,
do that?
Greece is actually autism friendly. Israel, believe it or not, is autism friendly. They have an autism friendly hotel. There's a lot of hotels in the United States that are autism friendly. Like I said, Mexico, Punta Cana, there's a lot of resorts. Royal Caribbean is the first autism-friendly cruise line. They also work with a company called Autism on the Seas, which currently, actually, they're on Anthem of the Seas, which, again, is that ship that sails out of Bayonne. So they do a program for families and for the children of autism. So they're on there right now, and I know that I just follow their schedule, and I do have a friend who's on the sailing currently. So they basically... however many children are actually on board for that particular sailing, they have staff members. It's a, I think it's a 2-to-1, 3-to-1 ratio for staff to each child. Each day, the kids are with the staff members, so from breakfast to dinner.
Oh, word.
And they're working with the kids. It gives the family free time, their respite time, mom and dad, so that way they can kind of relax and enjoy themselves, which I'm sure it takes them a couple of days before they even get that relaxation going and the trust building. They have a beach day. There's just a lot of stuff that they do on board. And because Royal Caribbean has an autism-friendly ship, they have the Autism Channel, which the kids can watch. The Kids Club has autism-friendly toys, and they're just monitoring them the whole time and working with them. And the thing that really gets me with the staff for Autism on the Seas, they're all volunteers.
Really?
Yep, all volunteers.
Oh, my goodness.
So they actually, a lot of times they're getting to whatever destination, whether somebody could be living in Maryland, they have to get to New Jersey on their own a lot of times because a lot of cruise ships sail out of Florida. If they live in this area on the East, anywhere on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, they have to get to the East Coast, but they have to get to Miami or wherever in Florida on their own too. And they're actually paying for that on their own.
That's really interesting.
Yep.
So they're working their way home or working them their way in a certain direction. Do they have to have special training, though, before
they do have special training. What it is off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Know. Yeah. That's really interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Fascinating. Now, I think there was a time when you and I talked about the fact that there may be like trade associations that you would – connect with other people that do what you do, or connect with the travel organizations.
I have connected with some organizations. Some of them are actually right here in Flemington. So there is Eyes on Autism, which is based out of Flemington, and there is actually a group that started just right down the block, just a couple of weeks ago, called Star Thrower Group.
Yeah.
And they're right down the street, cross street from the post office.
Really? So mm-hmm. these organizations are connected to the families.
Connected to the family, connected to the children. Yep.
To the children. And also there must be doctors and other counselors or...
There are. I've actually made connections with a lot of schools, mm-hmm. therapists, couple of attorneys. I can't remember anybody else off the top of my head. But a lot of schools. I've been going to a lot of schools and making those connections.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we talked about in the marketing class, that some of us have businesses where we really don't know who the people are exactly who need our services. We know they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to find those people and to connect with them would be to connect with those people who know people.
Right.
And that's exactly what you've done. That's awesome. I'm so impressed with that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, obviously I want to connect with them because I want to send them out on a trip.
Sure.
But it's been great volunteering and helping and doing things along the way.
Yeah. So the people that know people, you're helping to make them heroes in the eyes of the families that have the autistic children, because they're sharing information that will benefit the parents by referring to you. And, mm-hmm. and the services that you offer. So I think that is really, really wonderful. When it comes to, as I said, with regard to marketing, if you don't market, you're not going to sell. Word of mouth is very important in the marketing process to create awareness. So are there things that you do to build word of mouth? You're giving messages certainly to the people that know people. But are there other tools that you use to build that awareness?
Google has been great for me, actually, Google Business. So just if you do a search for travel agent in Hunterdon County, I'm usually the one who pops up. So that's been worked very well for me. But for my business in general, it's been a lot of referrals.
Yeah.
It's referrals. So right away, someone that I went to high school with was living in Virginia. So when I started the business, we kind of connected through Facebook, and she was looking for a cruise. And then she referred me, and I built this network in Virginia. So I have all these families referring me, not autism, but just for leisure travel.
Yeah.
So that kind of built up pretty quickly, but it's always been referrals. Referrals is the best, has worked the best for me.
It is. Yeah.
Somebody comes back from a trip and, you know, they talk about their trip and, there's a lot to be said, and people will say, oh, travel agents are dinosaurs. Who uses a travel agent anymore? But it really takes a lot of time to go online and plan a trip. And most of the time, you don't know what you're getting, because you go on Google, you go on the internet, it's just selling you basically what it wants to sell you. It's an algorithm.
Yeah.
It's not really putting your personality and your interests and your hopes and your wants into that trip.
Well, yeah, before we met, I had an opportunity to go to Shanghai, China for a speaking gig, and the people, I guess they made arrangements for the hotel that I was staying in, and I just made arrangements to stay a few more days beyond what they had booked me for. But when it came to the airline flights, I went on United, and I had points on United. I had the devil of a time trying to figure out how to book the flights to and from Shanghai. I've booked my own flights for years just domestically, but that trip to Shanghai was so confusing as I was seeing it on United, that there's a woman who lives near me and who has been in the industry for a long time, and I called her and I paid her to get my flights lined up, because I just didn't have the time to figure it out. And it can be very time-consuming.
So absolutely.
Someone like you, when you're actually taking not only the flights, but you're working with them with the hotels, the cruise, and perhaps activities, you're right. It takes time to figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your knowledge and your firsthand experiences must be incredibly helpful to present to somebody exactly what's important to them.
Yeah. I mean, people don't realize it, but I say it all the time. You want to go to an all-inclusive, you want to go to Mexico. Great, you found something online, but, I mean, it says right there it's 3 stars. Do you really want to go to a 3-star resort in Mexico? It may fit your money, your budget,
yeah,
but you're not going to be very happy in the end. So spend a little bit more, get what you want.
Exactly, yeah.
Instead of going in and not knowing what you're getting.
So how many countries or places have you traveled? Can you share some of that?
Wow. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been asked that. I've traveled all over, over Europe, all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Haven't done Asia. I actually don't have an interest to go to Asia.
Yeah.
And right now, I mean, I've been to a lot of places. I think I've actually checked off a lot of spots off my bucket list.
Have you?
But I don't know. I like traveling within the United States.
Yeah.
I just like to do things that are different. Whether, yeah. I mean, I can go, like, you know, I just came back from Las Vegas, and I actually did a dolphin encounter, and most people will say, actually, it was a dolphin training course or a dolphin training for the day. And people go, Las Vegas, where dolphins are in Las Vegas. And the Mirage was when Siegfried and Roy were there. They still have their lions there, and they also started a dolphin habitat, which I did find out during my day there that it was actually Steve Wynn. He wanted the dolphins there. So in the morning, he would wake up, because he used to actually run the Mirage, and he would wake up in the morning, and he liked to go downstairs, and he liked to have breakfast or coffee with the dolphins right there.
Well, we're going to take a news break, and when we come back, I'd like you to share a little bit more about that, because
sure.
It's so fascinating.
USA Radio News.
Today, the United States handed down more sanctions to Russia. This comes on the heels of a U.S. Senate hearing that was dealing with cyber threats. Congressman Lee Zeldin has more on what today's announcement is all about.
What is announced today has to do with Russia supplying support to North Korea. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the trajectory that we're on, is one that is getting towards cutting off diplomatic relations towards Russia, cutting off exports to Russia.
20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts was found dead earlier this morning in rural Iowa. Now, police have scheduled the news conference for 5 o'clock Eastern time to provide more details. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He explains why this entire investigation was kept so close to the vest.
Well, that's a smart investigative strategy. You don't want to give all the information you have to people out there.
Tibbetts' body was said to be found just south of Interstate 80 on Iowa Highway 21. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening and watching Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington on the internet through the Facebook page. And by the way, this program is running live on the website, as well as it will be archived. And my guest today is Diane Gagliardo, who is a travel advisor with Cruise Planners. But before we get to her, I want to just take a look at the weather. I think I may have lost it here. Here we go. So it's thunderstorms tonight, a low of about 69 degrees, 80% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning with lots of sunshine later on in the day. But again, there's a chance of rain of 50%. And then it will start, the skies will clear on Wednesday night. And Thursday is supposed to be a nice day. So if you want to plan the rest of your week, consider being outside and enjoying the day on Thursday. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of about 79 degrees. And again, Thursday night will be clear. So that's your extended forecast. So I'm talking here with Diane, who's very interesting when it comes to all the things she does to help people find trips to plan and to take. And you yourself went to Las Vegas to the Mirage, where you were learning how to train dolphins.
I did, yes.
So what are I've never known anybody that has done that, so it's very interesting. I'm sure many of our listeners have not. So what are tell us a little bit more about it.
So the Mirage has a dolphin habitat, and so there's 10 dolphins that are there that live there. And you basically do what a trainer does throughout the day. So there's the shows for people who are coming in to watch the dolphins, to feeding them, to, you know, swimming with them, to just about everything. So it was nice. It was fun. They taught you some moves, and you were pretending. Well, you were actually were training them to a degree. Of course, you know, you need a lot more experience to really train the dolphins, and you have to be able to swim real good. But it was a fun experience. So, you know, we got to be in the water with them, got to feed them, got to have them jump. You know,
I saw your picture on Facebook, and you were wearing a wetsuit.
A wetsuit, yeah.
Did they give that to you to wear?
Yes.
They gave you so. You,
yep.
Yeah, and you were saying that you had. It's not a regular swimming pool that they're in.
No, not at all. Getting out of the pool was the hardest thing. It was because it's not like there's a, you know, the ladder when in the pool to actually get out. So when you're in and it's time to get out, you have to lift your body out.
Yeah.
So. Took me a while to be able to do it. I would say by a couple of hours before I was able to figure out how to do it. You just had to kind of get your legs up and kind of throw yourself up.
How deep was the pool that you were in?
It was, I think they said it was 18 feet, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was a huge, huge tank.
Was it? Yeah. How many dolphins were in there?
There's 10 throughout the habitat. There was, I think at one point there was like 4 or 5, in one area.
Did you have a sense that they were friendly toward you?
Yes, absolutely. And they said that you, by the end of the day, cause you spent about, it was like 6 hours with them, and by the end of the day, that they would have their favorite. So you can see that the ones were going up, you were walking by you were walking on the edge, and some of them would keep coming up by you.
Oh, that's now. How many did you do it for? One day or two?
It was one day. It was one day.
Full day.
Yeah, 6 hours. Yeah. You had a break for lunch.
that's really something. So, did you stay at the Mirage?
I didn't. I stayed at one of the other spots. Yeah. Park MGM, I think it was.
Was it? Yeah. But you were there for what? Several days altogether.
Just a couple of days. Just went for this dolphin training. It was something that I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it was just time to do it. I love traveling. I like doing other things.
Yeah.
But right now I want to do things that are just different, things that people don't often do.
That's now. What's your? Do you have anything else in mind right now that
I haven't thought about it.
Do?
I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
I want to do. National Geographic does cruises. Expedition cruises. I want to do something. I've always wanted to go to Galapagos, but I want to spend time with penguins. That might be my next thing.
Okay. Well, we'll have to have you back when you do that. That's really, really, really good. So when I counsel small business owners, I often talk about what their methods might be for keeping track of their customers as well as any other professionals who would connect with the customers, the people that know people. Do you have any kind of a system in place where you can be sure to keep up with people?
Well, that's what's great about cruise planners. It's they started it out, the business cruise planners. It's over 20 years old, and they started out like a business in a box. So we have a website. We have systems like CRM, I think it's called.
Yeah, CRM. Yeah.
So that we have that all within what you get, with the business.
So you're able to keep track of the families, their children, the ages of the children.
Yep. So basically, like you, because we just planned a trip, you're in my database.
Yeah.
So your birthday's in my database. Everything is in my database. So if it's a family of 5, they're all in my database. So I know each year that they call me, I know when the children's birthdays are, which is so helpful, especially when you're doing air. So that way you know how old they are. So you're all in there. You also have the ability in my system to actually upload your passport. So you can have your passport stored securely. So if you're traveling and something were to happen, at least you can actually grab a copy of your passport.
That's really good. Now in the case of the autistic children and those families, do you, when you learn about a new travel experience, do you get in touch with those people to...
Sure. If it's something that they're interested in, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. For anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any type of deals, any type of promos, anything interesting. I mean, part of what I do is I get to know my clients. So, you know, just the conversation, initial conversation, I can find a lot of information out about you. So even though you might want to go someplace and just relax, I may know that your dream destination is to do the Galapagos Islands.
Right.
You know, or to a lot of people, you know, haven't even been to Europe. So maybe a lot of people want to go to Italy and they've never been to Italy.
Yeah.
I may know that's your dream destination. So I keep that. I make a notation of that in my database.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the time comes and I think it's important, I'll just kind of send an email or give a phone call and remind you that it's time to go.
I went on the Cruise Planners website earlier today, and I noticed that there's a notice about discounts that are available by booking in advance.
So you went to my website or you went to the Cruise Planners website?
The Cruise Planners website.
I very rarely go to the Cruise Planners website.
Okay.
So.
Well, actually, I went on your, the Cruise Planners one that was in your, when you sent me an email.
So it's Ship and Serve Vacations. Yep. So every week, if you join our mailing list or my mailing list, you'll get a list of promotions every week that the cruise lines are or the cruise lines are running or maybe there's a particular sale going on for Mexico, which there actually is at the moment. You'll get all that information, and then some of that will actually be on the website. So if you want to keep up to date with sales, you absolutely can sign up for the email list.
I get, I'm on a lot of, somehow I got onto a bunch of mailing lists for travel companies and cruise lines and what have you. And sometimes they have these last minute deals, supposedly, maybe because they haven't sold all the spaces. I don't know if that's...
A lot of the cruise lines nowadays don't actually do these last minute deals. They'll tell you they are, but the prices are what the prices are. Your best pricing, it really comes the earlier you book.
Yeah.
Now, when you get closer to the date, the prices are probably a lot higher than they were a year ago. Probably what they're giving you is more value. So like a Norwegian cruise line allows you to pick a couple of offers. So you can pick a dining package. You can pick a beverage package.
You
know, sometimes they allow two, sometimes they allow three, depending on what type of cabin you're staying in. But really the best deal you're going to get is to book early.
Yeah.
Plus, you also have the choice of the type of cabin that you want. And with families, especially, and there are a lot in this area, families of five, a lot of times you need a connecting room. And if you're looking, sometimes you can be looking 8 months out and you can't get any more connecting rooms. So when you know you need a connecting room because those kids are young, you need to really book early.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Let's see how we're doing in our time right now because I'll have some more messages that we will have come up. We have a few more minutes here. So what are some of the other pieces of information that you'd like to share with the listeners about travel? Can you think of things that are the common question that you get from your customers, your clients?
I guess this year especially, a lot of people ask if Mexico is safe. I go to Mexico just about every year. Yes, I do believe it's safe. Line's very economical.
Mm-hmm.
I love an all-inclusive resort. Yeah. Anything can happen anywhere, but if you have a tour operator that has 20, 30 people there, you know, at a particular week, they're going to put the emphasis on taking care of that group.
I can see that. What about when people do travel out of the country to Mexico or it could be Europe, do they ever get back in touch with you with questions after they've already departed from home?
You mean when they're actually on the trip?
Yeah.
I actually have someone right now in Punta Cana.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the day that she arrived, I guess it was Saturday. So it was probably Saturday night she contacted me. She's like, I just want to tell you we're here and the place is beautiful. So you get that a lot.
Oh, that's nice.
But I also warn everybody, too, when you go to Mexico or Punta Cana, there's always the timeshare people.
Mm-hmm.
So I give everyone the warning that they're going to try to sell you. They're trying to get you to go to a presentation for a timeshare. So I give them the warnings. So one of the things that she wrote was, this company is trying to get us to come down tomorrow for breakfast. Is this what you were talking about? And I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. Just tell them that you're not interested and just go about your time.
Yeah.
And your vacation.
I've been to a couple of hotels down in Florida. We go down there for a trade show in Orlando every year, and I've actually stayed at a couple of resorts where they gave us their little tours, and they're very inviting the way they explain their programs. And then my husband and I say, well, I don't think we want to put our money into that.
Timeshares aren't as popular as they used to be. A lot of people, you know, you only get a particular week, you only get this, you only get that.
That does not interest me. I know a family that has been to Cancun umpteen times, and I don't think they've been anyplace else. And I thought, there's so many other places in the world to go, but you need somebody to help you get there.
Yeah.
To discover. So I met a guy when we went on a cruise out of St. Martin a couple of years ago, and I sat next to somebody on the plane who was going to St. Martin on the Dutch side. And he'd been going to there for years. I said, well, do you go anyplace else? He said, well, there is no other place to go. Of course, then I looked on the map while I was sitting next to him, and I noticed that even though on the French side there's a Orient Beach, which is a famous mm-hmm. nude beach, there was also one near where he was staying on the Dutch side. And I said, do you ever go there? And he looked at me. He said, well, yeah, sometimes. So I decided that's why he's going back there. He can go to the nude beach. Okay, we're going to break for some messages from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. By the way, my company is Russmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. I also own Animal Brands, which is a company that caters to people in the pet industry. In fact, I counsel with small business owners who want to become retailers, wholesalers, and manufacturers in the pet industry. And it's much better to counsel with somebody who's been in the business who understands it. If that's an area that you want to get into, because so many people try out a trial and error approach, and quite often they just don't make it, or it's very expensive experiences that they've had before they actually make it into the business in terms of being successful. And then we also have a business called Rushmore Marine, which is a company that sells floating docks and ramps to people who have waterfront property. So it's, we're kind of diversified. So I refer to myself as being a serial entrepreneur. And I think Diane has been the same way. You've mm-hmm. had several different business endeavors. You know, I was thinking about, I want to go to Iceland. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at some information on Iceland today. And I noticed that some people take tours, but other people do self-driving tours.
Yeah.
Have you run into self-driving? I'm not sure whether it includes a list of hotels that are already pre-booked when those are self-driving. But what do you have
normally
experience with
that? You would, but I mean, it really depends on the time of year that you're driving.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. Oh yeah. Snowy. You're just definitely not going to want to do that. I mean, I had actually a family who was interested in going and doing a self-driving, and it was just the time of year that I just told them it was probably not a good idea to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you should, in a way, you should have the hotel situated. So you should be going to spot to spot with a hotel, knowing when you're going to need to get to that hotel.
Right.
But some people don't like to do it that way either. So
you want to take the chance.
I wouldn't. I think it. Yeah, I wouldn't. It should be. Yeah. You're gonna get a better experience if things are planned. You really do. You experience more.
Yeah. I would think that those types of tours would include a car and obviously your maps and your all pre-planned lodging. Mm-hmm. I have a friend that just got back from Ireland, and they did their own thing in Ireland, and she mm-hmm. said it was pretty easy. But again, they would have had to study the country and have a route already pre-planned.
Absolutely, and Ireland isn't that easy to drive in.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
So those are things. I think sometimes we're better off just taking a tour. This way we're with other people and we can enjoy the friendships and enjoy the scenery and the activities.
I actually like doing the escorted tours. I guess it was in my 20s I started doing escorted tours.
Really?
And this is before Facebook, it's before email.
Yeah.
I still have people that I stay in touch with because I met them on the tour. But the escorted tours, it's a lot packed into 7 days, 8 days, whatever, 10 days.
Right.
I mean, it could be as long as, there are 20 days and up tours. They pack a lot in, but you also get to see a lot.
Yeah.
And the great thing about escorted tours is, let's say you're doing Italy and you're doing the Vatican. You actually get, if you're using the right company, you get in before everybody else.
I've seen that. In fact, when we went to Costa Rica, that we went into some museums there, and they already had the tickets for us.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in. When I was in China, I took a day-long tour of Shanghai, and again, I wouldn't have known to go to those places. And so it was just strictly escorted. They got the tickets for us, and we walked in as well.
One of my favorite spots that I went to was the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. And I did that with an escorted tour. If it wasn't an escorted tour, I probably wouldn't have gotten in. And most people don't get in. Tickets go on sale. They go on sale for the Anne Frank House. But when you have the escorted tours going through, that's the spot that they all go to. So it's not like the house isn't huge. You only can fit so many people in at a time.
That's right.
So those tickets sell out very quick. And you may not have that many tickets open to the public.
Yeah.
So if there's only 10 tickets open to the public, you got to grab them right away.
You know, you talked about the fact that you would like to travel and see as much of the United States as possible. Are there escorted tours in the United States for people that, who just, I'm not clear about where they should be going and, again, to get those tickets?
Yes, there are.
What would you recommend for, let's say, out west or down south?
Which tour company?
Yeah.
It really depends on the person. And that's part of what I do is to try to figure out what's going to be best for them.
Yeah.
Some people don't mind a bus that has 45 people in it. Some mm-hmm. people want something a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So it really depends.
Yeah. But there are a lot of companies that offer escorts.
There are several companies, absolutely.
That you
recommend. And don't forget, too, you have Amtrak. You have the trains.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it, too.
Well, that's a good point. So you would be able to make those arrangements with Amtrak also?
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
Yep. There's actually, Amtrak has, it's called Rail Bookers, actually. They have trips throughout the United States. Some of them start out in New York, some of them out of Chicago, but they actually have an itinerary, set itineraries.
Wow.
which is the better way to do it. Because if you have ever gone and tried to actually plan a trip just using Amtrak, it's very expensive.
But you can figure it out for somebody.
Well, they're already
put
together.
They are.
So you'd have a pre-put together itinerary.
Huh. Now, this is interesting because my husband wants to see more of the United States, and I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't too sure that we should be doing all the driving. I know there are a lot of rail lines out there that we could take out.
Yep.
Do they also offer like side trips that you could, or you could build in a side trip from a certain town?
Yeah. Let's say you're starting in Chicago. You can spend a couple extra days in Chicago, do whatever you like in Chicago, and then get on the train and wherever it's going, go to the next stop. But yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting. I took a trip to Minneapolis with a relative. It's been a while now, maybe 10, 12 years ago. But we went from Philadelphia train station to Chicago and then to Minneapolis, and it was a lot of fun. That's something that you and I will probably talk about some more. My husband would like that, that's for sure.
And a lot of people don't realize that one of the best ways to get into the Grand Canyon is by train, and they have the Grand Canyon Railroad, which is out at Williams, Arizona. So you have to get to Williams, Arizona, but once you're in Williams, Arizona, you take the train into the Grand Canyon.
I didn't realize that either. Mm-hmm. We've been there by car, but gee, that's really interesting. Huh. Well, you've enlightened me, and I appreciate that. So let's, before the hour gets away from us, can you share with everybody who's listening how to get in touch with you, phone numbers, website, and so forth?
Yep. So the phone number is 908-905-0555, and that I'm the one that you're going to get. So when you call up, I'm the one that you speak to. I'm the one that you'll always have on the other end to help you do the planning of your vacation. Website is, there's two of them, www.shipandshorevacations.com. And then for the autism friendly, it is autismfriendlyescapes.com.
Very good. So you are Diane Gagliardo, who is an expert trip planner, and you do a great job, and I thank you for coming today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Okay.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, the man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and two small children, appeared in court today where he was advised of the charges against him. Watts faces 3 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of murdering a child under the age of 12, unlawful termination of a pregnancy, and 3 counts of tampering with the deceased human body. The judge read the charges against Watts in court on Tuesday and asked if Watts understood the charges against him. He responded yes each time. Lauren Arnold is Shanann's childhood friend.
There's so much more that she wanted to do and she wanted to see and take her kids to, you know, learn about things and explore, and they don't get to do any of that now, and it's not fair.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is appearing right now in federal court in Manhattan. Cohen is expected to formally offer his guilty plea. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W 30 days grade.
Comedy actor Kevin Hart has lost a lot of fans who support President Trump because of a series of jabs he took at the president as host of Monday night's MTV Video Music Awards. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many backers of President Trump say they're going to boycott Hart's movies. Some examples of what Hart says, quote, "You never know what's going to happen at the VMAs. Bad language, people run to the bathroom, send out crazy tweets. It's basically like a typical day in the White House." He also took aim at the national anthem kneeling controversy, saying, quote, "I'm looking at this like it's game day, but don't worry. At this game, you guys are allowed to kneel. You can do whatever you want because there's no old white man that can stop you. So do it." Among a cavalcade of tweets against what Hart had to say, one viewer wrote, "I was a fan. Now you make me sick."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business.